This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Donald Trump is on a quick 36-hour trip to India, his first official state visit to the country. Stops include the Taj Mahal and Gandhi's home, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Namaste.
At a Namaste Trump rally with India's prime minister at a huge cricket stadium that undoubtedly is the biggest audience the president has ever addressed, Trump spoke of a trade deal he's been hoping for but not gotten.
He's a very tough negotiator.
One thing he did get.
Our representatives will sign deals to sell over $3 billion in the absolute finest state-of-the-art military helicopters and other equipment to the Indian Armed Forces.
And he got a lot of applause when he said the U.S. was working with India's neighbor Pakistan to crack down on militants operating on the Pakistani border. I'm Julie Walker.
South Korea says more new coronavirus cases Monday bring the total to 833 and the death toll at 7. That's with two new cases. In Italy, more than 130 people have contracted coronavirus, the highest number of cases in Europe. Sabina Castelfranco has more in Venice.
Military police wearing surgical masks are guarding the nearly a dozen northern Italian towns that are on lockdown. The towns have a combined population of about 50,000. The police were deployed to ensure that no one enters or leaves the towns that have been sealed and placed under quarantine. Very strict measures were adopted in the two most affected regions in Italy on Sunday, including closure of schools, universities, cinemas and museums for at least a week. In Venice, checks were being carried out at the airport on all arriving passengers and leaflets handed out with an emergency number for the health ministry and a list of precautions to take. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Venice.
This is VOA News. An Iranian official says a staggering 50 people have died there from the new coronavirus this month. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
The new death toll is significantly higher than the latest number of nationwide confirmed cases of infections that Iranian officials had announced earlier, just over 10 out of nearly 50 cases. By way of explanation, the health ministry says lawmakers have no access to coronavirus statistics and could be mixing figures on deaths related to other diseases like the flu with the new virus. Still, the number of deaths compared to the number of confirmed infections from the virus is higher in Iran than in any other country, including China and South Korea, where the outbreak is far more widespread. I'm Charles de la Desma.
The office of Malaysian Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad says he has submitted his resignation to the king Monday. Mahathir's resignation follows talks over the weekend between some members of his party and opposition groups on forming a new government to prevent the transition of power to his hand-picked successor, Anwar Ibrahim. According to analysts, the king could decide if any political group has a parliamentary majority. Otherwise, the king may dissolve the parliament for snap elections. A deadly earthquake rocked parts of Iran and Turkey. Reuters' Sierra Lee has more.
9 people were killed and dozens injured on Sunday when an earthquake struck the southeastern Turkish province of Van. Aerial footage revealed damage to a village hit by the magnitude 5.7 quake near the border with Iran. Turkey's health ministry said 3 of those killed were children and 37 people were injured. The tremor caused more than 1,000 buildings to collapse, with damage some 90 kilometers to the west in the Turkish city of Van and to the east in dozens of villages in Iran. Iranian state TV said 75 people were injured, with no reported fatalities.
That's Reuters' Sierra Lee. A hearing on the United States' request for the extradition of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange opened in London today. The U.S. government began outlining its extradition case, arguing Assange is not a free speech champion, but an ordinary criminal who put many lives at risk with his secret spilling. The U.S. has charged Assange with espionage and computer hacking. The charges are related to WikiLeaks' release of classified materials from the State Department and the Pentagon, detailing the U.S. military campaigns in Afghanistan and Iraq, as well as cables sent to the State Department from U.S. embassies in various countries and information provided from valuable assets. Assange was first arrested in 2010 in London at the request of Sweden, which wanted to question him about allegations of rape and sexual assault. He sought refuge in 2012 in the Ecuadorian embassy in London and remained there until Ecuador revoked his asylum. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.